Today we're going to be learning a sicha in Parshas Bereishis, which is truly an amazing, amazing sicha. It's such clear marching orders for what we need to be directing our year, how it should be. It's really an amazing, amazing sicha. So the Rebbe starts off with the pasuk Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar. Hashem said there should be light. This is the first day of creation. And the Rebbe says this is the first maimer, the first utterance that Hashem said of the 10 utterances of the 6 days of creation. In other words, saying that the light is the first mitzias, the first reality or actuality that Hashem created on the first day before any of the other creations that were made, that were created during the 6 days of creation. So the Rebbe says we have to understand the whole point of light, the whole mitzias, the essence of light is that others should benefit from the light, that there should be another creation that receives benefit from the light. That being the case, so why would light be created right in the beginning? What purpose or what benefit could there be of light when nothing else yet is there to have hana, to have pleasure from the light? And the Rebbe says that if you can't use the reason that is given, for example, when it says about Adam, that everything was created so that when Adam would be created, he should find everything is there, ready and waiting for him. Because in that case, the Rebbe said, then the light should have at least been created closer to other Balei Chayim, to other animals who can differentiate between dark and light, or at least next to Tzemeach, the growing things, because light has an effect on the growth and the ripening of vegetation. So it should be have been created closer to either animals or to vegetation. So therefore, it's not understood why light was created on Yom Rishon, on the first day, when the first mitzias, the first creation that would benefit the vegetation, was not created until Yom Gimel, until the third day. And so the Rebbe says that the Chachamim furthermore say that Hashem created the light, and then what did He do? He hid it for the tzaddikim la'asad lavay, for the, in the future. So the Rebbe says, so here is even a further question, a further difficulty, that l'chora, seemingly we would say, that the whole essence of light and its creation is l'ha'ir, to give light. In other words, that things that are found in the world should be able to receive the light and have benefit. Therefore, why would Hashem take the light and hide it right after it's created? That's the complete opposite of the essence or the whole being of light. Now, there are reasons that the Chachamim give why the light was hidden. Nevertheless, it's still hard to understand. The question remains that Hashem knew these reasons. He knew that the Rishaim were going to, would not be worthy of having the light. Nevertheless, He hid it right away before the Rishayim were created. So therefore, it's clear, the Rebbe says, that the light has a fundamental purpose and a fundamental need in the creation of the world, irrespective of the fact that there is a benefit to be had from the light. There is something fundamental about the creation of light. So the Rebbe says that there is another question that we have to understand. And it says in the Zohar that R, light, begematria, the numerical equivalent of the word R, is Ruz, which means secrets. Now we know, it's known that a gematria that's brought in the Torah, it shows on some kind of connection, an inner essential connection between two things that somehow reveal themselves through the gematria, through the fact that they have the same gematria. And like it explains in Tanya, that through the fact of the descent of the chayus, the life force, the whole chain that goes from level to lower level and so on, the life force goes down, 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 and the gematria, which is the calculation of the letters, until it's able to be mitzamtzim, it's contracted, until this whole this energy force is able to be contracted, and then it's clothed into and it becomes the life source of a specific creation. And this is the name, those letters will become the name that it's called in Lashon Kodesh. There's the whole, the letters are a source of the life force that's going to be the energizing factor in this item that will have this name in Lashon Kodesh. And this whole calculation shows on the whole reduction of the light and the life force that is this whole step that comes down, but it's the whole calculation of the number of certain keches and levels that are included in this life force of this item, this thing. So it's understood that these words that Chazal revealed, their connection through the equivalence of their numerical value. It means this is one item, this is another item, but somehow there is a connection of their life force that comes through the letters and their numerical value. So they have an inner, deeper concept that connects them. So this is a whole concept of gematrias. But then, it's completely not understood, because R and Ruz, it's not only that they're not connected one to the other, but even more so, their concepts are completely opposite one to another. The concept of light is to reveal, and the whole idea of Ruz, which is a secret, is Helem, is hiddenness. It's a complete opposite. So how does that make sense that we're saying that they have the same gematria, that somehow there is an equivalence or connection in their root source? So the Rebbe says, we have to understand all of this, what it says in Medrash Rabbah, actually. And it says that when a human being creates something, he wants to make a palace or whatever. So how does he do it? He doesn't just out of the blue he creates it, but he has people who are experts and so on. They know what to do. And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the order and the way of creation is kaviyachol, so to speak, in that kind of seder, in that order, like we as human beings understand a melech basar v'dam, a human being down here below who creates something. So that means, really, in the essence of the thing, it's we sort of look at it that the way it is here, that's the real way, and then that's how Hashem does it above. But really, it's that above, that's where the source and the root of how it is, how the godly way of how Hashem created the world, and how it is mishtash, how it comes down in a chain down below. But in our seichel, in our way, in our limited way of understanding, so we are able to grasp the concept from, we go from below to above, from the effect up to the actual cause or the reason for its being. But really, the cause, that's what comes first. The way Hashem did it is the way it really is. Just we are able to understand it from the way we see it down below. So what happens in the way the world works, when a person decides that he wants to make something, build something that needs to have a specific way that it's done, what's the first thing he has to do? Bereish u'bereishayna, the very first thing he has to clarify and really elucidate and clearly define what is the purpose and the goal of what he wants to do. And only then, when he has the purpose clearly established, then he can start to work. And we see that if you don't have the purpose clearly established, and we're running all over the place, and we're doing this, and we're doing that, and we're not focused on where we're trying to go, like a teacher making a lesson plan. If you don't know what it is you want the kids to know, if you don't have a goal, then you're scattered, you're all over. And so too, there has to be the clear understanding of the purpose, and then everything flows from there. So the Rebbe says, so too it is above in the concept of the way Hashem created the world through the Asara Mamareis. Now again, we're saying it that we do it this way, and so too Hashem does it. Really, it's the opposite way. This is how Hashem does it, and therefore that's how we do it. But we're using our actions as a way to understand what did Hashem do when he created the world. So Kava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, so to speak, made and established his matara, his purpose for all of creation. And after that, when this matara was clearly determined, then the order of creation and of the worlds and all the creations started to happen. As it says, Seif Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila, that the end result of the actions of the Ma'aseh, of the creation, first started B'machshava in the beginning in Hashem's thought. And it's known that the Iker HaKavana, that the main intention of Bias Ha'ilam, of creating the world, which is the Lashon of Helam, which means that it hides the godly light that is Machaya, that gives existence to the world, that it looks like a place of darkness and klipa, of a shell. The purpose is to refine this world that is Helam, that is hidden, that hides the light that's in it, and turn it over completely to godly light, which means that the R, the light, is the first beginning primary purpose. That Hashem said, this is the purpose, that this light is Helam, is going to be hidden in this world, and our matara, our purpose, is to turn over and to reveal, completely turn over the world and to see the godly light. And through this we'll understand why R was created on the first day, why light was created on the first day before anything else, because the R is the purpose that Hashem established for creation before he started to create the worlds. When Hashem said Yehi R, there was not a creation in order to give Hana'a to other creations, but it was the establishment of the purpose of creation, that the whole Bria, everything that's going to come from here, all the specifics, all the details, all of this is in order to be turned back into Yehi R, that we should be able to turn it to this light that Hashem put right at the beginning in the first of the Ma'amaris. So the Rebbe says, nevertheless, we still need to further explanation, because we find that every part of the Bria, every part of the creation process, it says at the end of each one, Vayar Elokim ki Tov, that Hashem saw that it was good. And we know that Tov refers to on the fact that of the light. Like it says, Vayar Elokim asa'ar ki Tov, when we see that it says that Hashem saw the light was good. So every time it says ki Tov, that means it's referring to the light. And so we find, according to this, that the light in Ma'aseh Bereishis during creation is not just the matara, it's not just the primary purpose and goal, but it's also found in every day, in every aspect of creation, throughout the 6 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis, in each day. So we have to understand, how does this fit with what we said, that the light is the primary purpose, and the fact that Hashem hid the light that is not being revealed throughout creation. So the Rebbe says, so the concept is that the matara, the purpose of the action, when you think about it by a person, how does it show itself? How does it express itself? One is how it comes about in a revealed way as the purpose that a person has in his mind of what he wants to do before he actually starts working. I want to build a house. I want to redo my kitchen. You have an idea in your mind. That's the first thing that shows that. You talk about it. You think about it. And then the second aspect is how the purpose actually becomes felt during the time the person is doing the work in each of the specific details that he does. That all of the details should fit into what your purpose is. So if you wanted to redo your kitchen and you ended up looking for appliances, you want what's going to fit into either the look of the kitchen or to make life easier, to have a better quality. You want those specific details to fit into what your dream kitchen was. Okay, and each part, each specific detail has to fit into the whole picture, the encompassing picture before you do the action. Does this fit? Does this make sense? Sometimes we do it wrong and we don't do it that way, but that's how it should be. And so too, we can understand in the purpose, in the supernal purpose that Hashem has for the whole of creation, that the light that was created in Yom Rishon, that also it has two madregas. The first level, the first way it expresses itself, is the Etzem Ha'ar, the essence of the light, the way it is explained in Torah, that Vayar Elokim Es Ha'ar Ki Tov, that Hashem saw the light, that it was good. The Etzem, the essence of the light, the way it was revealed in that first day, before anything else happened, but just as the purpose of creation, Hashem saw that it was good. And then the next level is how this light that is drawn down in every mimer and every specific detail, that this godly light is what gives the kayach, the power and the possibility that all created things should be able to fit into, they should be able to like connect and click to the goal to turn the world back to light. And we see this, that's why it says, Ve'ar Elokim Ki Tov, that this light, this good, is found in every detail of creation, when Hashem created the water, and when Hashem created the vegetation and the animals and so on, that every detail that was created has this power of Ki Tov, which really means the light, that it should eventually be able to fulfill that ultimate purpose. But it is not revealed completely, but it's remez, it's hidden. The light that is found in all of the created beings throughout the 6 days of creation is not an openly revealed light, but it's in within it. It's hidden within the creations. And so, according to what we have said, that the light of Yom Rishon has these two levels. The way it is before anything was created, and then the way it is within the created beings, in the specifics, in the details of all the creations. And this shows on two other levels, the level of Keser and the level of Chesed, which are part of the Sfirais and how Hashem interacts with the world. So it's what does this mean? That the Bechina of Keser literally means a crown. A crown is above the head. It is above the functioning of the person. It is of the king. It is above. So Keser is above the whole Seder Hishtalshlos Ha'ilamais. It's above the whole chain reaction or process of how the worlds were created step by step, with a light going further and further and further in a whole step process. Keser is above it. This is the Ar of Yom Rishon, the Ar of the first day, the way it was before and above all of the aspects, the specific aspects of creation. But Chesed, the Madrega of Chesed, this is the beginning of the Hishtalshelus that goes through the seven Yimei HaBinyan throughout each of the days of creation and all of the spheres that are the sort of the way that Hashem interacts with the world. And that means that the Iker, the essential life force that comes from Sfiras HaChesed, this is all drawn down from the Or of Yom Rishon, but the Chesed means that it's put into each day and into each specific part of creation, that all of creation has access to this light, which is Ki Tov. This is how we know, because it says that each one of these things is good. So that practically the essential existence of everything in the world comes from Chesed. So this concept of the emanating light and the purpose of the light of Yom Rishon that draws down and continues the light that is seen in Ki Tov in all of creation, in all of the 6 days of creation. And through this, we can understand what it says in the Zayir, that Ar is Gematria Raz, that Ar and Raz, secret, have the same Gematria. And we can understand the Shaychus, the commonality or the connection between them. That just as it is by a person, that the Matara, the purpose that you establish before the actual Pa'ula, before the actions that you do, so when does that come into Gilui? When is that revealed? In the first place, it's only in your machshava, in your thought process, and in your kavana, in your intentions of what you want to do. But the actual, the main revelation of this purpose, bepayel mamash, and when you can actually see it, is when the pu'ula is finished and when it's completed. But throughout that whole time, when you're doing the action, it's hidden within you. So you have in your mind a purpose, and you know what you want to have, but when can the world, when can it be seen completely? It's at the end, when it's all been done. And throughout all the time that you're doing it, it's in a state of hiddenness in your mind, in your understanding, in your intention of what you want to accomplish. And therefore, it says that since the matara, the purpose of creation, is light, that Hashem wants us to turn the world into light, therefore, the light is not misgal, is not revealed in its complete essence throughout the creation, but when the creation, when all of the work, the avodas habirurim, and all of the work that we have to do in order to be mevarer, to refine the world, at the end, that's when the light will be seen, and the all this light that was secret, that was hidden, will be revealed. And that's what the Maamar Hazal, what our sages said, that the Or of Yom Rishon, that the light of the first day was hidden, La'asad Lavay, for the future. In other words, that it was hidden now until the time of La'asad Lavay. But this hiddenness, it's not that it was taken away, but it is within the world. It's drawn down in the Bria, in the creations, and it gives kayach and strength for us to be able to reach our matara. Where is this light? Where was it put? In other words, it wasn't put away somewhere far away where we have no access. It's part of it within our world that it gives us light and strength to be able to fulfill our purpose. So where is it that it's able to have this impact on the whole of creation? The Chachamim say, Hashem hid this light in Torah, which means, the explanation is, that in every action, it's understood that the matara, the goal, the purpose, yes, it's hidden until, you know, I'm building a house, I don't really see it until it's done, but it's within every action that I'm doing. So it's maybe hidden in the eyes of, you know, the people looking, but it's there in everything that they're doing in order to reach the actuality that it's the final product. And so too in the Or of Yom Rishon, it's the purpose of Bria, but the Hisgalus are the revelation of this light that's going to be La'asid Lavai. How is it, how do we see it through our Avodah right now? Everything that I do is working towards that ultimate purpose. How do I access it? How do I see that light now? Is through Limud HaTorah and fulfilling mitzvahs. That through this, through learning and through doing mitzvahs, that's how creation is going to come to its, to the fulfillment of its purpose. And it's understood that the purpose of creation is not hidden from what gives us the strength, from the Torah. So since all of the Avodah and all of the work and fulfilling mitzvahs and so on comes from Torah, from learning. How do I know how to do the right thing? From learning Torah. How do I know how to move towards my purpose? From the Torah. And therefore it says, Gadol Talmud Torah, the greatness is of learning Torah, because it brings to ma'aseh, it brings to action. In other words, the whole point of the hiddenness of the light is that it's in Torah, which can actually be utilized. My actions can be guided by Torah, which will bring us to the fulfillment of the matara, of the purpose of creation. So, of course, the Rebbe always brings us back to practical. Let's not just talk about, you know, theological or philosophical topics. What is the hira in the Aveda of a person? The Rebbe says, Brura upshuta. It's very clear and it's very simple for every single one of us. That Yihi Ar, there should be light. This is the matara, this is the purpose and tachlis of the work of every created being. That human beings should be mevarer, should refine your chelik in the world until it is turned over to light. So here the Rebbe says that as long as you did not make your part of your little part of the world light with the light of Torah and mitzvahs, even if you managed in your work to chase away the darkness and the bad, you know, sur meira, that you held yourself back and you didn't do an avera, but if you didn't yet turn over your piece of the world to light and to good, then you did not fulfill your purpose. And you did not complete the intention and the matara that Hashem created you for. So it's not enough to say, you know, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't harm anybody, that's good enough. No, the Rebbe says, no, the point is to turn it over to light. Just staying hidden is not good enough. Because tachlis kavanas habriya, the purpose of the intention of creation in its entirety, and the purpose of creation of a human being specifically and fundamentally, is not just to do sur meira, that we should have like a heder or mniyas hacheshach, that we're holding back the dark. That's not enough. But it is asei taif, to do an action that will turn over the world to light and to good. And since the whole seder of Bias Olam, the way, the order of creation from HaKadosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that right at the beginning of creation, the first day, in the first utterance, Hashem established the purpose and the matara. And after that, he created all the details, all the created beings. So we have to understand that in every created being, Hashem said that it's taiv, that it has this light, and it has this purpose, which was said, this light that was said right at the beginning of creation. So this light is drawn down and it illuminates every single utterance and every single specific creation that Hashem said after that first day, in order, as we said, that all the specific details that we do when we're trying to fulfill a mission or a dream or an architect's plans, all the details are made to fit into that purpose. So Hashem said, Yehi Or, and then every single created being that came after, Hashem gave us the possibility to fit into the purpose. And this is how it has to be in the Avoda of a person. That right away, and the Rebbe is very specific about this, right away when you get up, when you wake up in the morning from your sleep, B'chol yom, every morning, the beginning of the day, in the morning, in the beginning of any time that we have to stop and think, that we are a Bria Chadasha, we're a new creation, just like in the first day of creation. And the first thing that we have to do as a new creation in the morning when I get up, we need to have a Kviyas Hamatara. We need to establish what is my goal and my purpose today. I have to, kavut means I have to like make it established. And it has to be there clearly in front of me. And the Rebbe says, ein gekarved. It has to be like, push it, ingrained within us. That the matara, that the purpose and the goal of all my actions is, Yehi Or. That I am going to turn the world into light. And then, only then, after I have made this hanacha, v'hachlata, this determination, and this commitment, then I can go get into the details of what I'm going to do. I'm going to go here, I'm going to daven, I'm going to learn, I'm going to help somebody, whatever it is, the specific details of what we're going to do. In addition to this, Rebbe says, there has to be the hishtadlus, the effort, a specific and special effort, that the matara, that the goal of Yehi Or, should be felt throughout the course of the day, not just in the morning, but throughout the day, as things happen. I'm going to work, I'm going to do errands, I have to, you know, do laundry or whatever it is, in every specific prat, in every detail of the work that we have to do throughout the course of the day. So we know sometimes we get up in the morning, we say, it's going to be a great day, I'm going to accomplish who knows what, and then, you know, the day is coming to a close, and you're like, what happened? I didn't get anything accomplished. So the Rebbe says that we have to have the matara in the morning, but then we have to have a special ishtadlus, special effort, that this concept of Yehi Ar should be throughout the day, that we stop and like redirect. Am I headed in the right direction? Am I following the blueprints? In order to be able to say that my actions throughout the course of the day are going to be in accordance with that matara, in accordance with that purpose of turning the world into light. And so too. So since in our case, that the purpose of the creation of light, so in general, so too it is specifically with the concept also of darkness, that the kavana, the intention of the creation of darkness, is not just in order to give a person the possibility to choose. In other words, Hashem wants us to have bechira, free choice, and if there wasn't a concept of darkness and evil, then there wouldn't be the possibility of choice, because, you know, it would be obviously good. But the Rebbe says that it's not enough to say that darkness is only there as a way to provide me with choice, but that it has a tachlis in and of itself. It's a medium, it's a way that through darkness it can actually be used to fulfill the matara. Not just that I have choice, but it actually is the way that I fulfill the purpose, that I take this cheshach gufa, that this darkness itself has a purpose, to take it and to turn it over. La'afach ha'cheshach l'nehira, to take this darkness and turn it over to light, that a person, through his avoda, through his efforts in serving Hashem, will take this darkness and turn it over, that it becomes, essentially becomes light. Now, in order that a person shouldn't think in his mind, benafshe, the Rebbe says, you shouldn't think in your soul, how can I do this? To take this world that is tayhu, vavayhu, v'chayshach, it's desolate, and it's dark, and it's void, how can I turn this to light, right? Because, you know, that is definitely a question that we can have. And even more so, to turn the darkness in itself into light. How can I do that? And therefore, the Rebbe says, so Hashem said, what was the beginning? In the beginning, Bereishis, before Hashem said Yehi Ar, the very first thing that is said is Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, because of the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people that are called Reishis, Ubishvil HaTaira, and because of the Taira that is called Reishis, that the whole Kavana of the existence of the world, the light and the dark, is L'chatchila, all the way in the first place, that the Jews should be able to take Taira, learn it, and do it, that the Jews through Taira will be able to turn over themselves and everything around them into light. And this kavana, this intention, is the in and of itself, is the help, is the assistance, it's the nesinas kayach, it is what gives us strength to be able to be successful in this avodah that Hashem said, Bereishis, because of the Jews doing Torah, that's why there will be able to be light, and this matara, this purpose, will be able to be accomplished. And through this avodah of turning the world into light, through the light of Torah and through the light of mitzvahs, we will be zeicha to reveal the light of the future that was created on the first day, until there won't be the Shemesh, the sun will not be giving light, but Hashem himself will be the light of the world through the coming of Mashiach Zakenu Bekarev Mamash.